Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator with you along with Kang, our producer. We are taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. All excited about the start of training camp here with the Detroit Lions. Get ready for the next season. Another chance to chase after the Super Bowl, which... It's a great place to be as a Lions fan, right? I mean, years past, that if you said something like that, the chase for the Super Bowl, we would laugh or we'd cry, right? Because it no chance. What a difference a few years makes, because this team has been built up. It's a sustainable model right now to keep this team in a window where they are contending to win a Super Bowl. This is a very, very, very good Detroit Lions football team, and has been for the last three seasons. I'm excited about what's to come. And yet there are a bunch of questions that I have about this team. There's position group questions that I have. There's individual questions that I have. And, you know, the biggest question people might have, I'm not sure it's the biggest question, but I'm willing to listen to it. With people that think it's the coordinators, to me, that's not the biggest question mark there. It's something that I'm curious to see how it works out, but I have my own thoughts on how it will work out. And if I hope that I'm not surprised, because if I'm surprised, that's not a good thing. Nonetheless, there's a lot to look at this team and be happy about. There's also some things that are interesting. Mentioned like the win total, for instance, it's lower this year than it was in years past. And you've got... Some prop bets that were out there. Like we talked about it yesterday. I thought that the passing yards for Jared Goff and the touchdown passes for Jared Goff were way low. I thought the numbers, the totals that they had for the pass catchers on this team, whether it was Sam Laporta or Jamison Williams, I thought they were low. I thought Amon-Ra was probably low as in receiving yards, but the receptions, I think it was 107.5 receptions was the over-under total. Interesting. I'm curious why they would have the numbers so low this year. And maybe the answer is just simply that Vegas doesn't trust the changing coordinators, or Vegas doesn't trust the offensive line the Lions have. Well, out come today the totals for running backs. And wanted to see what the people think about this. Last year, David Montgomery ran for 775 yards, played 14 games in the Lions last year, had 775 yards and 12 touchdowns. This year, going into it, the total set on David Montgomery is 775 yards and 9.5 touchdowns. So they think it's exactly what he did last year. He literally had 775 yards rushing last year. He had 12 touchdowns, which is higher than the total that they have this year at 10.5, but it's still pretty close there. And the rushing total is that there's a half yard difference because it's Vegas. They want the halves in there. So it's 775.5. thought that's interesting. But you couple that with Jahmyr Gibbs and what Gibbs did last year for this team. He had 1,412 yards rushing last year to go with 16 rushing touchdowns. This year, Vegas sets the total at 1,075.5 rushing yards. So 400 less and 10.5 touchdowns. Again, he had 16 rushing last year. They have it at 10.5 this year. Interesting that the rushing total for him is dramatically lower than what he did last year. And yet David Montgomery's numbers are dead on what he did last year. But when you look at both the totals of Jared Goff and his passing yards and Jahmyr Gibbs in his rushing yards, and that's a lot less offense that Vegas is expecting out of the Detroit Lions. I think that's interesting. Now, is that more because Ben Johnson's gone? Or is it more because the offensive line is going to go through a little bit of a makeover here in the interior? I mean, likely it's a combination. But I find it interesting. Kane, do you find it interesting that the total is that much lower for Jahmyr Gibbs? And we talked yesterday about the total for Jared Goff being low, but is Jahmyr Gibbs, are they really sleeping on Jahmyr Gibbs?
No, I don't think they are, but I think what Jahmyr Gibbs did last year was an outstanding season and just goes to show you how hard it is to have that type of season. Now you factor in the new coordinator, like you mentioned, and also the offensive line and the retirement of Frank Ragnow. I think those are big, big factors in how people predict this offense will be doing this year. It doesn't mean they're going to be bad, but can they replicate the numbers of the past? You know, I think Jahmyr Gibbs only gets better because he's, you know, got more years under his belt now and just knowing the NFL and knowing defenses. But with that being said, 1,700 yards or whatever it was, that's a lot, man. And so to duplicate that is asking a lot. So I understand where Vegas is coming from this. It's like the Lions won 15 games last year. What's their over-under this year? 10.5?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's a big drop-off.
No, it is a big drop.
That just goes to show you, though, how hard it is to win 15 games.
Yeah, look, I don't expect them to be anywhere close to 15 games, and I think 10.5 might be a safe over-under total. I'd probably go with the over on that, but maybe not by much. But I think what it tells me is that Vegas is having some serious doubts about the coordinators, or that they think that it's going to take a while before they get their feet firmly in the ground here. Ben Johnson was obviously very well thought of. So was Aaron Glenn. And they had to replace both of those guys. But looking at like some other rushing totals for running backs this year, Saquon Barkley is at 1,450 yards this year. Derrick Henry's at 1,375 yards this year. Jahmyr Gibbs is still behind Bijan Robinson, who's got 1,175. Ashton Jeanty, the rookie, is his over-under total is set at 1,100 yards. You know, so Jahmyr Gibbs is behind a number of guys. Jonathan Taylor at 1,200 yards. Josh Jacobs from the Packers is at 1,100 yards. Is this also telling us that I mean, it's just Vegas, but that Vegas is expecting maybe the league is shifting to becoming more equitable in a run-pass offense? That there are that's a lot of running backs that have over 1,100 yards rushing expected. Could be. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Let's get back to some text that we have. This one comes from unnamed texter. The Lions are definitely going to regress. There's a lot of fans that are going to need therapy that think this team is headed to the Super Bowl. This is going to be an 8-9 or 9-8 season. Well, I wish you would call in because I'm dying to hear why you think they'd be an 8-9 or 9-8 team. Because that sounds like it'd be on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoffs. Why do you think they're going to regress that much? I think from a win-loss record, yeah, I don't expect them to be at 15, but I mean, is 11 or 12, is that out of the question to win that many games? Interesting. Biggest story for the Lions is interested in Hutch's comeback. Do you think he's more like the defensive player of the year, Sam in a car, or the comeback player of the year? I think he's got a great opportunity to win the comeback player of the year because of the injury he suffered last year and when he suffered it, because I think he is going to be a force to be reckoned with once again. I don't think he's going to take much of a step back at all this year. Maybe I have too much faith in that, in healing from that injury, but everything I heard about it was, hey, it was good news. Yes, it was, you know, a rough fracture to watch, but it was kind of a clean break.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You didn't hear about like severe ligament damage or anything like that? You know, he was pushing to try to get back in time. If this team made it to the Super Bowl, he was trying to get back to that, and obviously that didn't happen. And he probably would not have been playing for the team in the Super Bowl. But nonetheless, he was making that effort, and then you started seeing other videos of him running in the off season, and you know, the latest set of videos we saw recently, he looked pretty good. And we'll know more next week when they're really into the throes of training camp, but I don't expect him to have any setback, really. He broke his leg, and now he's healed up, and he's had plenty of time to heal up. This isn't like an ACL injury or a torn Achilles where you need like a full year to recover. And I hope that I'm right on this, because I've been pretty chesty about this opinion with Aiden Hutchinson. And I know a lot of people are still very concerned as to what kind of player he's going to be. I mean, you remember how good he was. Was it 5 games last year? He had 7.5 sacks and 45 pressures. He had 45 pressures in that time. It's an insane amount. He was leading the league in pressures like 2 and 3 weeks after he was injured. He still was leading, because that's how good he was last year. He just strikes me as the type that is so competitive. He is absolutely chomping at the bit to get out there and show what he's got. I think he's like a bull that is ready to be unleashed. Open the gate and let him run. Dying to see what he does. For me, it's all about the offensive line. That was the team's catalyst last year. That's Jeff and Petoskey. Well, Jeff, that is probably my number one concern. And I'll elaborate on that as to why it is my number one concern coming up next. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Love to hear from you. What's the biggest storyline you're following with the Lions going into the season? Do you think that some of these totals are way off, or do you think they're spot on? And how about this guy who says he thinks the Lions are going to go 8-9 or 9-8 this year? He says the Lions are going to regress. There's a lot of fans that are going to need therapy that think that this team is headed to the Super Bowl. What do you think of that? We'll talk about it with you next year at 97.1, The Ticket.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.